Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Has now compared Vladimir Putin to Adolf Hitler. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff has just come out and offers a grim outlook on nation's defense. That's out in McClatchy. We just saw hearings this morning. We've got clips of where Lois Lerner, who's been caught lying and taken the fifth previously, but then went on to give testimony as if her lies were protected by her declaring the fifth. The fifth was the right to remain silent, not to perjure herself. Well, now she has been questioned again and taken the fifth, and it was quite a circus. So we're going to be leading up with that when we start the next segment coming up. ISSA says contempt citation against Lerner, quote, has to be considered. Now we're talking. Let's see the contempt citation. What about perjury? What was it, early last year she got up there? It was about a year ago. We played the clips, so remember we should dig those back up, where she said, I take the fifth, but went on to say she knew nothing about what was going on, the targeting of the Tea Party. Now it's all come out that they did, and it was ordered. So she's protecting El Presidente. And ISSA walks out of the IRS scandal hearing as Cummings calls proceedings an American because his microphone got cut off, and he wanted to continue asking questions. So this is a real three-ring circus, and this could bring down the Obamanites because they are certainly persecuting people. Daryl Issa angrily adjourns oversight hearing after Lois Lerner pleads the fifth. Again, we've got that video coming up. But tune into MSNBC or read Democrat-controlled newspapers. They're like, hey, we don't need libertarian or conservative groups having free speech. We don't need them to be able to have 501c3 or 501c34 or all the different tax-exempt designations, because that gives them political power. Only we're allowed to have that. So it's a real form of discrimination. And we have the article from yesterday. In fact, guys, we pulled that out of yesterday's stack because that broke at the end of the show. It ties into all this. And the special video report's up on Infowars.com right now. We have Bloomberg and others in anti-gun websites saying, don't worry, we're very close to getting Facebook to not let you have pro-gun comments. You say, well, Facebook's their own website. Yeah, but they operate as a public commons where you go post your stuff, your data, and now they're changing the rules and really violating people's free speech. Because they use computers to block you with prior restraint from being able to post a meme about Benghazi being an inside job, or to send out a meme promoting the Second Amendment, or they already are doing that to a great extent. People say, well, why are you on Facebook then? Because it's the big public commons. Why am I on YouTube? That's where the people are. I'm not going to be denied reaching out to folks. They opened Facebook to be free and open and not spying on you, and then the head of it said, oh, my users, trust me, they're dumb effers. We're in their system, in their face, in an info war. They want to have the big platforms, but then be able to restrict speech on them. And by the way, YouTube and Google have been pro-free speech compared to Facebook. I just want to, comparing apples and oranges, you look at the long trail of activity. Facebook has been a censor command base, and it's outrageous. And we have, I don't know, more than 30 Facebooks that a fan made for us about 4 years ago that they gave to us about 2 years ago. And one of them's got almost 800,000 viewers or likes, but if you add them all together, it's about 3 million people following us. So we're not just going to trash that and then not use that conduit into the matrix to reach the general public. But people better appreciate the fact we've got a Twitter account. They better appreciate the fact we've got these Facebook accounts. We have Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. I have a lot of different websites and stuff because I'm so used to being censored, hacked, blocked, you name it. I've gone out and created a bunch of alternative systems so that we have redundancy. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Yes, so walks out of IRS hearings. Lois Lerner refuses to testify. Risk arrest on contempt charges in the case of the IRS persecuting anyone right of, well, I was going to say Baphomet or Mephistopheles, but basically Vladimir Lenin. Or Mao Zedong. We're going to be breaking that down coming up. Also, the latest developments in the Ukraine. Hillary Clinton has called Vladimir Putin Adolf Hitler, and Russia has test fired an ICBM amid tension over Ukraine. The IDF, that's the Israeli Defense Forces, has intercepted a major Iranian weapons shipment to Gaza. Restaurants across the country are moving to block Google Glasses. I'll talk about why I think that is so important. And also, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff is saying the outlook for the nation's defense is grim. All of that and more is coming up today. Here's a story that broke at the end of yesterday's broadcast. It's going to tie into a new story up on Infowars.com. Bloomberg moves to ban pro-gun speech, and that ties into what the IRS is up to. I'm going to explain that in a moment. Facebook now working with former New York mayor to censor support for the Second Amendment. And then continuing, Maryland to target 110,000 citizens with gun confiscation. New law would link gun registry with criminal database. We're going to be breaking both of those down as well coming up here today. Plus, you may not be able to get guacamole, according to Chipotle. Climate change is so devastating that they say you may not be able to get even your salsa in the future. Tomatoes won't be able to be grown. This is like saying we'll all be dead if you don't pay Al Gore money, which is actually what they're doing. Doesn't matter the Great Lakes have frozen. Doesn't matter the Niagara Falls is frozen. The Great Lakes have never been documented in 400 years to totally freeze. It's now happened. But they say we're in the middle of a heat spell, and again, they're just running around like chickens with their heads cut off, fear-mongering, to try to push the societal takeover. We're going to be breaking all of that down here today, and some huge developments in Kiev. Leaked phone call. We're going to be playing this coming up. Kiev snipers hired by U.S.-backed opposition to shoot people to then claim that the police were doing it. Called a false flag, ladies and gentlemen. And you know that last tape of the ambassador and her deputy talking about destabilizing the country and effing the EU and the Russians? That's confirmed to be a real tape now. So that's how they roll, and that's how they operate. And Russian spies are intercepting the telecommunications. That's why they're being disrupted all over the Ukraine right now, because intercepting them will disrupt them if you do it right out of the air a lot of times, with systems that basically jam the communications while sucking them up. That's why so much of our technology doesn't work well, because the back doors and everything are screwing up the operating systems and the hardware, the chips themselves, because so much of it is about the back door. So much of it is about the Trojan horses. Before I get into our top story, the IRS meltdown, program note here, because a lot of folks were excited about me coming to England, and I'm still invited to speak at Oxford. I'm not snubbing Oxford. They wanted me to give their keynote end-of-winter address officially to the school in closed session for only members of the university and faculty. It is an honor, one of the best honors you can get speaking to a university. I'm not going because I got too much stuff going on here with the operation, trying to redesign Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, trying to launch the TV system, family stuff, family illnesses, all sorts of things going on. I'm just not going to England. So I canceled that officially with them yesterday. But I do intend to go there in the summer next year if they want me. That's fine. They say they still do. But that's just a side note. I will be in here next week live in studio. I just am not going to miss my radio show for 4 days while all this stuff's happening in Ukraine and with the dollar and all the rest of it. It's just, it's not a big enough bang for the buck to go speak to a couple thousand people when I could be speaking to millions every day and producing all sorts of important investigative reports and reaching millions more. It's a low-tech, ancient thing, and I know it's honorable to go and speak to a group. And I think the camel's, you know, what broke the camel's back, the straw was, it's always the same. I said, yeah, I'll go speak, but I got to be able to film it and use it however I want. Oh, yeah, sure. Well, actually, the union wants to film it themselves, and then you can have the tape. Oh, can I use it? Well, maybe. And I guess they just thought I would just keep coming because they were paying me to come there, and that I would just, no, that was from the beginning. It's like, see, I could go give a good speech, that was going to be a powerful speech on the future of humanity and the paradigm shift for 2 hours, and then I could give it to everybody and air it on the show. I was going to simulcast it on the show. In fact, I'd be speaking during the second hour of the show, and the third hour, we're going to carry it on the radio. And I was bringing a crew that they weren't paying for to come. And you know, the cost of like $15,000 probably with all the plane tickets, the rest of it, because they weren't paying for that part. And it's just like there's no point to just go behind closed doors and talk to people. I'm not doing it. Not doing it. So I could go there, take the archaic speaking at Oxford, which is important. I like archaic stuff, and I like person-to-person stuff. I think it's great. But I could then take it and digitize it, put out to everybody. But I'm just not going to do that if I can't do that. What great pros I use. I'm not going to do that if I can't do that. Somebody's calling me on my government tracker phone over and over again. Oh, it's my children. I have to call them during the break. They're beside themselves with excitement that I may allow them to finally get a king snake or something. They just keep begging for a snake, my son especially, but that has now spread to the other ones. And, I mean, I just hold the line on reptiles. Nothing against them. I'm just not a big snake person and really don't want to feed it baby mice either. And they just are very excited and believe that I've agreed to a snake, which I really haven't agreed. But it's kind of like kids get this thing where, yes, no, you have, and we're getting the snake this weekend. But it's kind of the ultimate system of advertising, where you just convince everyone, yes, it is happening. And so it ends up happening. But listen, if you won't get me a king snake, I know you'll at least get me a small boa, which we can then go to the Florida Everglades and dump out. No, ladies and gentlemen. But we will put Cayman alligators in Barton Creek. I am seriously thinking about I'm joking. Actually, I'm not joking. It has been looked at. Anyways, we're worried if we have a pond by Barton Creek. And then what will happen if the alligators in a heated pond get out of the pond, the koi pond, and then go down into the creek? Could that happen? Is the question. All right, I am really all over the map, and I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. I am now segueing off into other issues here. Let's get serious. If tyrants can set the precedent to do things that were previously illegal and get away with it, it sets the precedent that they're basically above the law. That's a very simple maxim in law and common sense. Give them an inch, they take you a mile. They take you a mile, they take you 1,000 miles. They take you 1,000 miles, they take you 1,000,000,000,000 miles. And so we've gotten into this situation where government and the interests that control it are really running around like wild heathen, like pirates on the deck of a ship they've just captured, guzzling rum and, you know, pilfering winches. And this spectacle is intensifying in its rapidity and in its frequency and its intensity. And we've got Issa, who's done a decent job on Fast and Furious, a decent job on this, but he always stops with contempt or always stops and doesn't go with congressional impeachment hearings. Because you can impeach Lois Lerner. You can impeach the Attorney General. You can impeach Obama. You can impeach any of these people. But the Democrats will bring out all the dirt on the Republicans if they do it. The problem is that the Democrats are doing that anyways. Oh, look, you have a crooked toenail, or you know, you had a girlfriend on the side 10 years ago. It's all going to come out, or it's all going to be exaggerated, or it's all going to be manufactured. And they're going for a full takeover to get rid of the other party. I mean, you think we're bad enough with two parties in this country that are joined at the hip, conjoined. Now we've got the one-party system trying to kill what's left of the Republicans, and the Republican leadership selling out in the final moment to try to get their, you know, a place at the table in the transition and get some more personal loot and goodies for themselves. But you've got Richard Nixon with 100 names, or 110 names, whatever it was, locked up in that safe that he had the IRS commissioner gather of his political enemies to try to leak it to the media and use it against people. Now you've got everybody's IRS file being shared by all these agencies illegally. They're persecuting people. They're targeting them. They're auditing them. They're going after the nonprofits. They're going after the pro-life groups. The Tea Party groups are telling the military, don't be part of it. They're telling everybody that basically freedom's illegal. They're acting like guns are illegal. They're trying to create social pressure like political correctness so everybody goes along with this. And then you get Lois Lerner, the IRS head over the nonprofits, who it now came out, you know, last year, did perjure herself. Even though she took the fifth, she went on to lie after it, as if that was a get-out-of-jail-free card. Now, the fifth means you shut up. And so she's been caught lying, and it goes to the Attorney General, it goes to Obama. The IRS person under her met with Obama over and over again. Obama got caught lying about that. So all this comes out, and she pleads the fifth this time, and they shut it down. And even though the hearing's being shut down because she won't talk, you get the other congressperson, Cummings, who says, this is un-American. I want to ask questions, and they turn his mic off. That's coming up. But these people are not invincible. Look at that look of that woman. I mean, literally a political persecutor, like something out of North Korea or something. I'm looking at an image of her if you're a TV viewer, if you're a radio listener. PrisonPlanet.tv. We have video simulcast going right now. And it is just so frustrating to see them getting away with things that are 1,000 times what Nixon did conservatively.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
The ultimate survival bug-out lightweight fishing pole is M-Rod. Made by a family-owned American company and assembled in Idaho, M-Rod fishing gear comes with a lifetime warranty and 90-day money-back guarantee. M-Rod weighs just 8 ounces and breaks down to 14 inches. M-Rod's indestructible stainless steel compact design makes it perfect to take anywhere. Cast your eyes now at M-Rod.com. That's M-M-R-O-D.com. M-Rod. Fish to survive. Survive to fish.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacteria, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
I hear the train come, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine, I don't know when.
I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen,
but that train
to this Wednesday worldwide transmission, already the fifth day, can you believe it, of March 2014.
My mama told me, son.
Coming up, Stefan Molyneux is going to be in studio with us to talk about the state of the world and what's going to happen as those that follow the statist religion find out that it was all a cult and they were betrayed. You're already starting to see that coming of age happening. We're going to get his futurist worldview coming up in studio in the second hour. We'll continue with open phones into the third hour today. We have Ben Swan in studio, Edward R. Murrow winner, real journalist, trailblazing alternative media individual. He'll be in studio with us for an hour tomorrow as well. And the Green Beret doctor, Dr. Edward Group, will also be in studio with us as well. What are you laughing about over there? Let's get serious, though, ladies and gentlemen. Here is part of the hearing today when Lois Lerner, the persecutor, sending the IRS after people, people getting audited, people having their houses taken, people being arrested, people being tried, a true witch, gets up there and takes the fifth yet again, caught lying last time. He's talking about now having her arrested for contempt. How about for perjury? Here is her taking the fifth. And then the mic's getting turned off and the rest of it. Here it is.
In order to testify.
On the advice of my counsel, I respectfully exercise my Fifth Amendment right and decline to answer that question.
Self-incrimination. By the way, the IRS doesn't give you that whenever they come after you. They say no fifth. Because they are a group of monsters. Monsters.
Ladies and gentlemen, seeking the truth is the obligation of this committee. I can see no point in going further. I have no expectation that Ms. Lerner will cooperate with this committee, and therefore we stand adjourned. Chairman, I have a statement. I have a procedural question, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I have a procedural question.
Ms. Cummings, they turned his mic off in a minute. That was my
Mr. Chairman, you cannot run a committee like this.
Now it's back.
You just cannot do this. This is, we're better than that as a country. We're better than that as a committee.
Yeah, let her take the fifth and then
for a few minutes to
and then lie after it like she's allowed to. The fifth means you get to lie. Now they turn his mic off. So his mic's being turned on and off.
And I want to ask a question.
He says it's un-American.
What's the big deal? May I ask my question? May I state my statement? You're all free to leave. We've adjourned, but the gentleman may ask his question. Thank you very much. Mr. Chairman, I have one procedural question, and it goes to trying to help you get the information by the way that you just asked.
What is your question?
Let me say what I have to say. I've listened to you for the last 15 or 20 minutes. Let me say what I have to say. Chairman, I have one procedural question.
Ms. Lerner, you're released. You may.
But first, I would like to use my time to make some brief points. For the past year, the central Republican accusation
in this investigation,
we're adjourned. Close it down.
By the way, the meeting is adjourned. Cummings can go talk to the press out there. He is violating the House rules right there. Just running the committee, not the chairman. No way Cummings would let Issa do that if he was a chairman. This is unheard of right here.
This is the authority of the president's political enemies effectively and lying about it during the election year in the fall.
Now he's saying it's a lie the IRS ever did anything. That's right. Obama never did anything. He just had other people do it to him. That's right. You never did nothing to anybody in your whole life. You're all a bunch of sweetie pies. You're tired of the filmmakers getting arrested?
We have members over here, each who...
And all the persecution?
100,000 people. You cannot just have a one-sided investigation. There is absolutely something wrong with that. And there's absolutely
a one-sided investigation. Solandra. Solyndra. Potato, potato. Benghazi. Well, those guys really hate each other.
I gave you an opportunity to ask a question. You have a question.
I do have a question.
Yeah, he doesn't have any questions. The premise is something just ranting.
What are you hiding?
Calling it un-American that this woman persecutes people, and she takes the fifth.
He can change the theme on Sunday when he happened to appeal.
I mean, it is incredible. On MSNBC, they say, good, audit all the Republicans. Good, arrest them. Good. Bloomberg's running around trying to get pro-gun speech banned on Facebook. Most banks won't take a gun shop's account now. Newspapers won't take our ads. We're all being persecuted by a criminal takeover group. And they're scared to death we're going to take control of the Republican Party. Because we're so close to doing it, and you scallywag, scumbag, thug, gangster crooks are scared of it. Now, we come back, we're going to look at the West, NATO, funding snipers in false flags in Ukraine. The leaked audio coming up straight ahead on Alice Jones.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know why that was not done?
There are exceptions to that rule. I do not know, however. Again, Mr. Chairman, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I just don't know. I don't know exactly how IRS is constructed. I don't know when the subpoena was issued. Well, I don't know precisely. I don't know the specific questions. Now, again, I don't know what happened.
Well, either you know or you don't know.
I don't know. I don't know. I just don't know when. I don't know. I'm not sure I know what you're talking about.
All right.
I did not know. I don't know what you all are going to ask me. I didn't know. I technically don't know. I don't know.
I know nothing.
From the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
That's right, folks. From the InfoWars.com studios, it's yours truly, Alex Jones, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin. And by the way, we're going to have South by Southwest coverage, one of the biggest interactive festivals in the world, for the next 2 weeks as it kicks off here very, very soon next week. We're going to have continued coverage. And our reporters down there with a lot of breaking news on technology. Edward Snowden's going to be appearing via video connection from Moscow and a lot more in the next 2 weeks. And I will be staying here. I have politely canceled my trip to England and the Oxford speech just because too much is going on with the situation in Ukraine and so much more. We're going to get into leaked phone call, Kiev snipers hired by U.S.-backed opposition, and play the Estonian foreign minister in talks with the U.S.-backed opposition leader. So all of that is going to be coming up, a pretty big story up on Infowars.com. Some of the other news, video, Bloomberg wants to ban free speech on Facebook. They're actually working to not let any pro-gun stuff be there or to let gun shops even be on there. Just it's over. That matter of constitutional protected right, they're going to shut down our First Amendment, not just our Second. Order out of chaos, Gladio snipers behind killings in Kiev. That's Nemo's article that goes along with Watson's. Leaked phone call, Kiev snipers hired by U.S.-backed opposition. And the big Red Link story I haven't gotten to yet. Showdown, Maryland to target 110,000 citizens with gun confiscation. That's right, and it ties into the story, of course, from a couple of days ago, where they are sending out letters saying, oh, you didn't get your gun registered in time, come turn it in. We don't care if you fill out the registration paperwork, come turn it in Connecticut. So, and they're basically passed laws where you can't manufacture guns in California with a micro stamping. I mean, it's on. The last lead smelter that could create bullets closed last year here in the United States. I mean, it is full tilt buggy, the death by a thousand cuts against the Second Amendment that's going on. But we're winning the hearts and minds, every metric shows. So that's the good news of what's going on that front. That's some of what's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Before we get into this leaked phone call and play a clip from that, please don't forget this hour is brought to you by MyPatriotSupply.com. And if you go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex, you'll find their best specials on 3 months food supply, 4 week food supply, their great survival seed vault that's so good we carry it. And it's one of the best non-GMO packages out there for the price. Jumbo seed packets. They've got everything you need to be prepared, and they're great patriots. When FEMA tried to buy out all their food last year, they said no, and blew the whistle. A lot of other folks didn't blow the whistle and let them buy them out. So they're ready to ship to you right now. They've got it all at MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. Be prepared, folks. Don't be dependent on the system with all the instability. Have that storable food that lasts 25 years. And continuing, we are listener supported. When you become a member of the Nightly News and see the films, the Nightly News, the expanded podcast, commercial-free audio, video, all of it, you are funding a true tip-of-the-spear pro-liberty media operation that is growing. And you can get a $5.95 monthly membership or get a yearly membership and get 3 months free off the regular price. And 11 people can sign in simultaneously with each username and passcode. So create an original username and passcode that isn't anything else you have. It's totally secure as long as it's a passcode that isn't to your other stuff. And share it with your friends and family. You can give it as a gift, PrisonPlanet.tv. And lastly, if you go to InfoWarsStore.com, you can find the wise variety of non-GMO high-quality seeds at the lowest prices. The incredible variety of the best supplements we found out there, bar none, including three supplements we've developed, Survival Shield, Fluoride Shield, and Supermel Vitality, as well as the Wake Up America coffee from the high mountains of southern Mexico and the organic volcanic soil bought directly from the Chiapas farmers. The two different Wake Up America blends, my favorite coffee. Everybody says it's their new favorite, or at least they love it, and it's very fairly priced and supports the transmission. Simply put, here's my philosophy. I don't get stimulus money like MSNBC. I don't get hundreds of millions of dollars a year like NPR taxpayer money. I don't take money from the IRS or like Warren Buffett in banker bailout money. We just sell the highest quality stuff I can find at the best price. We go out and buy thousands of a dash cam that's the best price, the highest quality, and have it branded to Infowars.com. And then it comes with a free memory stick, and we have the same price as Amazon. Nobody can match the price of Amazon. We've done it. On the dash cams, and then you're supporting free speech in the Republic. We've got the magazine, the March issue, The War on Men, with John Wayne on the cover. All about how they're putting drugs in the food and water to emasculate men. You can buy that in bulk at cost. Again, that's our goal. Get the word out. Wake people up. Some of the stuff we have is at cost. Some of it has profit built in to help fund the operation. But the magazine's at cost. We have the best-selling ever Molon Labe men's and women's. The men's is bronze-colored with the two crossed M4s and the Spartan helmet with the victory wreath. Molon Labe, InfoWars on the back. It says InfoWars with 1776 and Roman numerals. Then we have an InfoWars version of the Molon Labe as well. And we have the women's. That I think it's the best women's shirt we ever put out. That is gold foil sprayed on and is, you know, women's cut. And it is just fabulous. Men, get this for your wife or your sweetie cake, your cupcake today, and support the transmission. You can go up there and see Leanne McAdoo sporting the Second Amendment. We got to get her out shooting the 50. Time to take the reporters out. David Knight, Jakari Jackson, John Bound, of course, Leanne McAdoo, everybody. And take him shooting. Watson's coming soon to the U.S. I'm going to take him out there shooting. He'll love that. I'm going to go shooting again with Mike Judge sometime next week. Maybe he'll let me film it and put it out. That should be interesting. We're going to be shooting some exploding targets at, I think, 1,000 yards. But side issue, ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsStore.com. But if you want to find the subsections, the Made in America apparel, madein1776.com leads you right to that sub area of the shopping cart. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplement area. So that's how you navigate that. That's how you do that. By the way, I want to get your take on the IRS situation. You can't take the fifth under penalty of perjury. They make you waive your fifth to fill out the tax form. You try to plead the fifth, doesn't work. This is a private collection agency for the private Federal Reserve, established in 1913, didn't go mainline until 1951. But the pig-like creature up there heading up the persecution division, the Inquisition of Second Amendment folks, or the purge of the Second Amendment folks and the Tea Party and the rest of it, she takes the fifth. What's your take on that subject? That's what I'm opening the phones up to take a round of calls on. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. We'll go to your calls here in just a few minutes. But first off, leaked phone call. Kiev snipers hired by U.S.-backed opposition. False flag killings used to delegitimize the government that was ousted. Details of leaked phone call between EU Foreign Affairs Chief Catherine Ashton and Estonian Foreign Minister Umas Pate suggests that the U.S.-backed opposition was responsible for hiring snipers who gunned down protesters in Kiev and not the deposed government of Viktor. How do you pronounce that? Yanukovych? Am I pronouncing that right, guys? Yanukovych? I am pronouncing it right. As the media widely claimed. Continuing here. During the phone call, Pate tells Ashton that evidence presented to him by a doctor who treated victims of the sniper attacks clearly indicates both police and protesters were being shot at by the same people. Yes, to create the illusion. And this is what Operation Gladio would do. And Kurt Nemo's article gets into that. How NATO, and again, I'm not defending the Russians during the Cold War. It's that both sides did dirty stuff, okay? NATO did hundreds of bombings and shootings from Germany to Italy, from France to Ukraine, you name it, into non-NATO countries at the time, where if communists started getting too popular, they'd shoot people and blame it on them or bomb people and blame it on them. If right-wing groups got too popular and they didn't like where they were going, they would shoot people and blame it on them. If mainline groups, I mean, they did this over and over again. This got declassified by the Italian government 14 years ago. And then even more about 3 years ago, and the U.S. government had to admit it. NATO was involved, the British were involved, the Germans were involved. They called them stay-behind networks. After World War II, a lot of the Nazi-held areas, the U.S. just took over the Nazi networks that were there, like Ukraine. Western Ukraine continued to use them to carry out terror attacks, but they were being directed by the West. So that's how this operates, and people need to be made aware of that. And I watched how this went, how the police tried to stand down so they wouldn't look bad to give them the political support. Then they start getting shot, and our media is calling them freedom fighters, and precision, you know, throwing Molotov cocktails at police cars, burning them up. And very serious situation. And look, if the Ukrainians want to overthrow their government, that's their business. But the West is in there stirring it up. overthrowing an elected government and now putting people in even worse so the EU can suck them dry. This is the type of stuff they'll do in America. They will commit mass shootings and blame it on the Tea Party. You can see all the writing on the wall. They will commit new Oklahoma cities and blame it on us. And I'm just saying, it's all they've got left. The problem is they know our people are everywhere and are going to run with video cameras to the next Oklahoma City, to the next mass shooting. They know, myself or my reporters, will march in to the press conferences with the evidence. And they're like, well, why don't they just kill you? Because they can't kill everybody, folks. They can blow up in their face. They want to stage the event, have it highly compartmentalized, and have 95% of the police and military that aren't aware of what's going on not know about what's happening. That's why they're so weak, because they're staging the terror attacks or provocateuring them and then hoping no one picks up on what they did and just buy the official story. I mean, we exposed the underwear bomber was CIA, drugged and put on the plane. That came out in Congress a month and a half after we broke it here with the eyewitnesses, two lawyers that saw it happen. Kurt Haskell and his wife both saw it out of Michigan. And what they said turned out to be true. And it just keeps happening. We have the intel. We have the HUMAT, the human intelligence. We have the people. And we're watching. We're not stupid. And what really freaks them out is military and police listen. And they now know what's going on. And let me tell you, cops, too. You may take part in some federal drill. If they tell you it's secret, it may just be a drill 100 times. But the 101st time or the 120th time. They're going to have you in a real terror attack, and that backpack's going to be real, and they're going to blow you up at the shopping mall and say, oh, the right-wing libertarian cop, you know, John Johnson or whatever his name's going to be, or, you know, Harry Murphy or Bob Sanchez. Yeah, he had Ron Paul literature at his house. Oh, my God. He went into during a field trip at a mall, and I'm throwing up hypothetical names, and people's names really match that. You know, John Doe, whatever. I'm telling you how they work. Do not be part of it. Do not be part of it. That movie Arlington Road is so accurate how they actually do it. Isn't Jeff Bridges in that? And how they pick the professor who's a libertarian and upset about the government and then set him up to make it look like he blows up the federal building. I mean, tell you, folks, that's exactly how they operate. Okay? That's exactly how these people operate. Better understand that. That movie's basically real. That is how they operate. And I'm going to tell you right now, you don't want to be part of it. All right, let's go to your phone calls. Let's talk to Nicholas in Virginia. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Thanks for having me on, man. I've been listening to you for about a year and a half now. One of my friends, Ryan Addison, turned me on to you, and I've really got a lot of great information from you and just took it
on. No, don't thank me, brother. We're all in it. We're all in it to win it. We're in it together.
Thank you, sir. So I'm calling about the Obamacare. I switched jobs in November of last year, and they took my health insurance away from me, or they were going to make me pay $1,000 a month to keep my health care. And so now they put us through the marketplace, and we got a new plan that we had to purchase a separate health care and a separate dental. I went to the dental place about a month ago for some work, just fillings, nothing big. I was told there's no pre-existing condition waiting period. There was no.
So what happened? Because we're not really talking about Obamacare right now. We're talking about IRS, but it all ties together. What happened?
So essentially, they sent me a bill telling me that my insurance company was not going to pay my bill. So when I went to the dentist, my dentist told me there is no conditions, there's no waiting periods, and then when they checked the system about a week or two ago and sent me the bill again, they had gone back into the system and changed to where now there's pre-existing conditions and now there's 6 month waiting periods for no matter what.
No, that's what it does. It brings in waiting periods for pre-existing conditions, but it promised to do the opposite. It is the greatest screw job of all time, and I appreciate your call, and I'm sorry that's happening. You should do a YouTube video about it. Everybody who's been hurt by this should speak out, write an article about it, do a YouTube, go to Craigslist, everywhere you can. Your voice is important, and just universally decry it. They have a poll out yesterday. 9 out of 10 Texans are against Obamacare and want it repealed. Why isn't it being repealed by the Republicans? nationally, 8 out of 10 people across the board are against Obamacare. Why isn't it being repealed? Because the establishment wants it. They didn't pass something bold, a bold screw job like this, because they intended for it to get repealed. And if they get away with this, folks, the sky's the limit. And now I said I was taking calls on the IRS, and I see loaded phones. Chris and Joe and Dr. D and Steve, you all want to talk about the IRS and the subject I brought up. I'm not mad at the last caller, but man, come on. I said only on the IRS, and it's about something else. But I understand it's painful and you want to talk about it. Believe me, I get it. Everybody I know, including myself, said their insurance go way up. And it's painful, and it's shutting down the economy. It's making most people go to part-time. It's designed to break this country's back. And by the way, that's not rhetoric. The whole thing about the website not working is a diversion, and that's now admitted, away from the legislation itself. And I called that day one. I'm not bragging. It's just a fact. I know how these kleptocrats, how their criminal brains work. And now you've got, speaking of Obamacare, Ezekiel Emanuel out saying, you don't even deserve to see a doctor. That's the quote. Let me give the exact quote. Yeah, here it is. Obamacare architect. You don't need a doctor. See, that's your free health care. Go die in the ditch.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. All right, we're going to go directly to your phone calls here on the IRS, if you just joined us. And Lois Lerner says that citizens don't have a Fifth Amendment when being questioned by the Federal Reserve's collection agency, the offshore bank's collection agency, literally, but that she does. And then she always uses that to go on and plead the Fifth to say she's not testifying, but then to go on to say she's done nothing, even though she got caught lying a year ago. So, Chris in California, you're on the air. What's your take on this?
Hello?
Yes, welcome.
Yeah, no, it's California. Sorry. Hi, Alex. It's an absolute, it's a joke. She's out there. She's got her 8 armed guards. She's smirking. She knows exactly what she's doing. But the good thing for us, it shows the veil falling on the whole system. It's a sham. Everybody's starting to wake up. I'm watching all the boards, CNN, MSNBC, I don't care what site it is. People are calling them out. People are upset. People are waking up. I think we're almost hitting critical mass, Alex.
Well, it is true that, as Mark Twain said, in the beginning, a patriot is a scarce man, hated, feared, and scorned. But in time, when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. And really, a lot of people weren't bad in the system. They were just scared. And as more people speak out, now they can't persecute everyone that speaks out. That's that Hollywood tipping point I've talked about. They're not really liberals in Hollywood, most of them. Most of them are actually kind of libertarians, or what you call a conspiracy theorist, meaning they don't buy the official account of things out of hand. So I agree with you. Go ahead.
Right. That's the point, Alex. You're doing a great job. Everybody needs to stand up and call it out. Don't be afraid. I was in a cooking class the other day with my girlfriend, and a woman was in there talking about how she was going to stop again, you know, guns. And I spoke up. You know, everybody needs to speak out, because there's more of us than there are of them.
That's right. She heard some anti-gunner in there, and you stood up to her.
Yeah, exactly. Don't let them fool you. And the 3%.
What did she do when you spoke out? Try to ban your free speech like Bloomberg's doing right now?
Oh, she got all indignant. Well, I'm over here. It's typical trendy liberalism. It's pathetic.
Well, these are people just begging to be slaves. I only want a massive government that murders people worldwide to have weapons, not us average slaves. I'm with the system. I have no instincts. I have no common sense. I'm a moron. But the TV says I'm good, and it's my imaginary friend. They're literally in love with a mind control device, just like the movie Her, and literally aren't even living in the reality. I appreciate your call, Chris. Dr. D in Arizona. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. How you doing today?
Good, my friend. What's your take on our loving Lois Lerner?
Yes, sir. I was so outraged about that dog and pony show this morning. I've been trying to get in and share this idea with you, how we could end corruption, end all this old back and forth gridlock, and all this nonsense that goes on up in them houses that we pay for. The taxpayers need a voice. That's the missing component of government. I would hope that you'd get on this, and we would try to start a coalition together and build a big coalition of people to demand that we have monitors into all the houses of government, that the citizens be allowed to submit their questions directly to their congressmen people, and that if they don't want to do this, then remove them, frog march them off the foot, sergeant arms, let them get some work in, and let's end this nonsense now. I mean, it's corruption now by putting monitors in there. Remember what Jim DeMint said about government, I think before he left office, that most of the laws are passed at night by a skeleton crew of congressmen?
No, that's true. The IRS was passed by 3 senators. The Federal Reserve was passed. Most of this stuff is done by the insiders. You're right. Get rid of the committee chairman having all the power, and get rid of all the national security secrecy that they've used to make it secret. I mean, you just said it. It's secrecy in government is what has made us insecure and led us to this point. Absolutely. God bless you. Good point, Dr. D. We're going to come back for 5 or 6 more minutes and talk to Joe and talk to Steve and Gloria. Then we've got Stefan Molyneux in studio with us. It's all coming up straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base. Nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.